a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, February 3rd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It is still snowing in downtown Salt Lake City and only 23 degrees.
And still a snowy, slick commute on all your roadways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Severe Utah weather.
Bet you could have guessed that. The storm hit with force this morning, and parts of the Salt Lake Valley have well over a foot of snow. At the same time, other areas of the Wasatch Front only got an inch or less. As of about an hour ago, the Highway Patrol said that they have investigated 163 crashes since the storm hit. Now, over at the airport, crews have been working nonstop to keep flights coming and going. There's at least 9 inches of snow there, and that's where we find KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt. Nick?
Maria, the airport seems to have been hit especially hard today. Several inches of snow already, more still on the way. Visibility, maybe 100 yards. Airport officials say many flights are delayed an hour, some even longer. A few delayed passengers I talked to inside Terminal 1 had some mixed reactions, though. One flyer says his flight back to Los Angeles is delayed 90 minutes. But he says he'd rather airline staff work everything out and make things as safe as possible before he takes a seat rather than after. Another couple says their flight isn't delayed, but that didn't stop them from getting here 3 hours before their flight because the roads were so bad. Passengers are encouraged to get here nice and early, as well as keeping an eye on airline websites or apps to get the latest on their flight status. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The Granite School District was one of the few large districts in the Salt Lake Valley that did not cancel schools. District spokesperson Ben Horsley says one of the reasons the buildings remained open is because students showed up even with the late start time.
And we still had dozens of students at each of our 90 schools showing up at the normal time. They're just not getting the message all the way through. We recognize that some of our families simply do not have the ability to take a day off, and their kids literally have nowhere to go.
Horsley says they have heard from plenty of people not happy with the decision to keep the schools open. If you want an updated list of today's school closures, you can look at our radio website. That is kslnewsradio.com. A rare avalanche advisory today was issued for the benches, not just the mountains. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
This storm is pounding the benches and foothills so much so that there could be an avalanche almost anywhere.
You just need a steep slope. You just need enough snow to slide, and we wanted to get...
Forecaster Drew Hardesty with the Utah Avalanche Center says they wanted to warn people who are unaccustomed to avalanches.
Some of the snow may pile up quite deeply in creek beds and other terrain traps like that.
Steep backyards or parks or trails could be a danger zone for people walking their dog or even sledding. Hardesty says the advisory lasts through tomorrow. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
As if the snow weren't bad enough, around 2,000 Rocky Mountain Power customers are in the dark in northern Utah. The biggest outage is currently in West Valley City.
Presidential impeachment.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is back in session. We begin our coverage with ABC's Alex Stone.
Now it's time for President Trump's legal team to wrap things up. The president's defense attorneys beginning their arguments to close the impeachment trial. But before their start, it was the Democrats today. House impeachment manager Adam Schiff.
Today we urge you, in the face of overwhelming evidence of the president's guilt, and knowing that if left in office, he will continue to seek foreign interference in the next election, to vote to convict on both articles of impeachment, and to remove from office Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States.
And Congresswoman Val Demings making one final plea.
Innocent people don't try to hide every document and witness, especially those that would clear them. That's what guilty people do.
Those closing arguments are set to wrap up today. Then on Wednesday, a vote that will end the trial. With continuing coverage, the impeachment trial of President Trump. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Iowa caucuses. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
The Iowa caucuses take place tonight.
I'm ABC's Ryan Burrow in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where it's decision day for caucusers. These candidates have made more than 2,300 campaign stops in more than 200 cities, towns, and villages over the last year, spending millions of dollars on campaign ads. Yet some caucusers admit they're still on the fence about who they'll be backing tonight.
Mixed feelings. I haven't decided who I'm going to caucus for.
I still have some more thinking I need to do.
The key to every candidate's effort is turnout. In 2016, only 16% of Democratic caucusers actually showed up on caucus night.
Continue to stay with KSL News Radio for updates this evening and a recap tomorrow morning on Utah's Morning News. Coming up on KSL, we get the latest on the growing coronavirus threat, where more cases are showing up in the U.S., and a look at your noontime drive.
We are still dealing with snowy road conditions, and that is slowing down your drive on the freeways, main secondaries, and surface streets. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
The Iowa caucuses, the first vote for president in 2020. Get a total wrap first thing tomorrow morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
There are good numbers.
Look, I got a 1600 on my SAT.
There are bad numbers.
Howdy, folks. This is the captain. We're looking at about a 2-hour flight delay.
And if your business doesn't have the right HR solution, it's easy to see people as numbers.
Okay, number 9 called in sick, so give me 22 to cover his shift.
But 22's on maternity leave.
Oh, what are the odds? How about in the 30s?
Thankfully, there's Insperity HR Solutions. With Insperity, your employees can have access to more competitive benefits, and you can streamline your payroll process, retain top talent, and more. So instead of feeling like a number, your employees will always be at their best.
Julie, heads up. Need you to cover Tom's shift.
You can count on me.
People aren't numbers. They're the number one way you build success. Learn more at Insperity.com. Insperity. HR that makes a difference.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The 7 physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour, and it is the weather. We've had severe weather across the Wasatch Front since very early this morning. And it looks like we could get another wave coming in late this afternoon. And this continues to snow right now in downtown Salt Lake City. We're going to keep you up to date right here on KSL News Radio. More than 30 countries are restricting travel to China on fears of the coronavirus. At least 17,000 people confirmed with the illness in China, but experts believe the number is far higher. ABC's Gio Benitez has the latest.
New confirmed cases of the coronavirus in America. A husband and wife in San Benito County, California, contracting the virus. The husband had been to Wuhan, China. The wife had not. Neither one has left their home. There are at least 11 confirmed cases here in the U.S., including one in Boston over the weekend. A student in his 20s at the University of Massachusetts who returned from Wuhan just days ago.
There is no fear right now of coronavirus as far as spreading through the city of Boston or, to my knowledge, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we just want people to understand that.
And now this morning, ABC News learning U.S. officials are scheduling another evacuation flight to get more Americans out of China.
We have a handful more flights that will be heading to China to bring Americans back home from Hubei province. We anticipate that they will happen in the next handful of days.
Officials saying for now, non-U.S. citizens who have recently been in China will not be permitted to fly into the United States.
Well, I'm on my way to the store.
American Justin Steese gave us a tour of a desolate Wuhan where he lives with his wife and newborn son.
This is where most of the cars are supposed to come in.
I'm actually grocery shopping right now, trying to find some things.
And some American citizens who have been in China's Hubei province, the outbreak's epicenter, may be quarantined for up to 14 days here on American soil. All of the American patients were either in Wuhan or in close proximity to someone who was. The CDC says the virus is not spreading in the U.S. Our Ian panel is in Hong Kong with striking hospital workers.
Hundreds of people have come out to their offices today to show support for the healthcare workers who've now gone on strike. What they're calling for is saying no to China and closing all the borders.
Delta and American Airlines suspended all flights to China. United Airlines plans to stop flying to the Asian country on February 6th. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's cash bonus on balance transfers. Ricky Meese, there are some pretty nasty spots out there.
It's pretty rough out there.
That's
still.
The nicest I can be about that.
Yeah, and as you and I were talking, you can go a half mile and the conditions change completely. You can go around the corner, it can be very different. So you're going to see a mix of partially cleared roadways, mostly freeways, I'm going to put it that way, and then some areas where the freeways are still blocked with a lot of road snow. Places that you've got to be careful, bridges, overpasses, on and off ramps, those get particularly hazardous. And also, anywhere in the lower elevations, don't think that just because you're going to take the freeway, you're free and clear. You're not. The plows have been out, but they've had a hard time keeping up with this storm. So roads are mostly plowed to partially plowed. Our main secondaries, they're still rough. And, of course, the surface streets are still road snow accumulation packed in. Crunchy, slick, and icy. Restrictions remain in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Where the snow is still causing slower speeds, it's on any of the roadways north to south from Centerville down to about Pioneer Crossing in Utah County. East to west, it's from about the mouth of Parleys, including the East Belt, really all the way into Tooele County on I-80. Your surface streets, remember, if you're going to be traveling, do at least allow double the amount of travel time. Delay your travel if possible. We've had a lot of accidents, slide-offs, and one of them in particular is they took a surface street, but a car went off the roadway and slammed into a building. Yeah, so that's what we're dealing with. That's 2100 south, approximately 200 east. So this is the day to just take it slow and have a lot of patience. And it doesn't really matter what you're traveling, where it's a main road, a freeway, or just a side street. Just anticipate winter driving conditions. The Zero Res two-day sale is on. Clean three areas and get the fourth for free. The best way to kick the winter grime. Fourth area is free. Sale ends tomorrow. Schedule with Zero Res today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, how long is it going to last? Let's check in now with Grant Wayman.
We're seeing still more snow showers in places. Temperatures in the 20s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Looks like at least through today, tomorrow is looking much better. And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 23 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we are going to check in depth with John Gleason from UDOT and see how they are doing, how they are faring with all of these, all of this snow, and how long we can expect these conditions to last on the road. So stay with us. We'll do that at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Tonight, NBC Monday is the best thing since sliced bread, and I love sliced bread.
Noted.
First, you've got AGT the champions.
I know. Who's going to make it to next week's finals?
Then it's a pulse-pounding new manifest. Mystery, romance, suspense.
Time is running out to save the passengers.
This new season's got to be the best thing since...
Don't say sliced bread.
Fine.
Manifest right after AGT the Champions.
Tonight on NBC. Sliced bread.
That's tonight, only on NBC. Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10, you may already know your smart TV can hear you. Some of them can see you. But did you know it can be used to steal from you?
It's certainly something to think about.
Hackers are searching for a way to hijack your network, and your TV may be the way in.
I don't think your TV needs to be that smart, in my opinion.
Learn how to protect yourself and avoid a TV takeover. hacked, and hijacked live and streaming tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much.
Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our five locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
When I worked with my dad, Richard Whipple, the two types of calls he hated most were mainline sewer augering and replacing furnaces. He got frustrated and taught us some Navy words. It's no wonder he didn't like the mainline jobs. He used a big handheld steel tape to jab at the blockage. Now more than half of our business is heating, air conditioning, and drain cleaning. We've automated our processes. Our drain techs use high torque augers, high pressure jetters, and trenchless pipe bursting and lining technology. They must be efficient because drain cleaning at Whipple Service Champions, including an inline camera inspection, is just $55. Our furnace and AC installers only install heating and air conditioning equipment, and that's why they are efficient and precise. Call Whipple Service Champions to have any drain augered, just $55. Estimates on new furnaces or ACs, free. And we promise we won't use any Navy words. Guys?
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
With these nasty road conditions, we really appreciate your help with your text at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Thanks so much for all your help, and make sure you text us safely. KSL News Time, 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah Highway Patrol says they've investigated 163 crashes statewide, and that number continues to rise. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a rare avalanche advisory has been issued for the benches and foothills today. The Utah Avalanche Center says the snow is piling up in hilly areas where people live. Third is a look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
There will be a closure of Little Cottonwood Canyon. That's SR 210 from the mouth of Little Cottonwood starting at 1:30 today. It should last until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, road conditions slick and slushy throughout the valley. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers will continue in some places. Temperatures in the 20s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Light snow, 23 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The impeachment trial of President Trump into closing arguments. After House managers spoke this morning, now it's the president's lawyer's turn. White House counsel Pat Cipollone told the senators there's really no room for any other choice than acquittal.
We believe the only conclusion, based on the evidence and based on the articles of impeachment themselves and the Constitution, is that you must vote to acquit the president.
Defense team member Ken Starr told the senators the president's behavior may not be pleasing to all of them, but didn't break any rules. That's the only relevant test.
It's why we don't allow deflated footballs or stealing signs from the field. Rules are rules. They're to be followed.
Democrats say the president did break rules when he asked a foreign leader to investigate a political rival's family. Iowa goes first. Voters will caucus tonight to decide which Democrat they would like to challenge President Trump this fall. And to the emerging coronavirus outbreak, now over 17,000 confirmed cases worldwide. And the numbers are rising in the U.S., where there are now 11 confirmed cases. Two of those did not travel to Wuhan, but got it from somebody that they were around.
Today, the CDC says it is expecting there will be more person-to-person cases of coronavirus in the U.S. based on the explosive outbreak in China. In the U.S. so far, there have been two cases of person-to-person transmission, one in Illinois and one in California. The CDC says there will likely be more.
ABC's Alex Stone. A 20-year-old man stabbed several people in South London Sunday. It was declared a terrorist attack. ABC's Maggie Rooley's there.
This terrorist attack didn't happen at some iconic tourist destination. It happened in this regular neighborhood here in South London. And just this morning, ISIS has claimed responsibility, calling the attacker one of their own.
17-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg nominated for the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize. The nominators say action for reducing our emissions is also an act of making peace. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Salt Lake Valley seems to be taking the brunt of the storm, with some areas getting well over a foot of snow. But how are the roads right now, and what can we expect this afternoon? Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is UDOT spokesperson John Gleason. And first of all, John, how are you guys keeping up with all this?
Thanks, Maria. Hey, the road conditions are gradually improving. Our crews have been out there. They've been dedicating to plowing the roads, making them safe all night and really all morning and all day long. And that's going to continue. Those efforts are going to continue through the evening and into tomorrow.
What are you anticipating? Are you expecting a lot more snow this evening?
You know, we're seeing lighter snow showers right now. Conditions will gradually improve, and then most of the areas should be done by about 8 or 9 tonight. And then into tomorrow, we're going to see major widespread concerns with icy conditions. That's going to be the big story going forward here. We're going to see temperatures dip into the low teens overnight, and that's really going to freeze up any moisture on the road. So that's something to look forward to. But just in just today in Salt Lake County alone, I just talked to our traffic operations center, and they're saying that they've received more than 500 phone calls regarding slide-offs, crashes, those type of incidents.
John, I'm wondering how the temperature, like 23 degrees, how does that impact what you're putting down on the roads? I mean, does salt work with a temperature of 23 degrees?
Well, there were three factors that made this a very challenging storm for our crews and everyone else out on the road. The amount of snow that fell, the temperatures, it was the coldest storm that we've had all year. And as you said, Maria, salt isn't always as effective when temperatures dip like that. But the other complicating factor is the wind, the drifts that blew over the roads that had just been plowed. And so those are all the factors that made it somewhat of a challenging, unique situation out there.
Well, John, we appreciate your help. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Maria.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is UDOT's John Gleason. KSL News Time. Well, it's just past 12:19. Ricky Meese had quite a few problems out there. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. And what are you seeing right now?
I am actually seeing improvement. It does seem like the storm has eased quite a bit. Some of the roadways are starting to thaw out on the valley freeways, particularly where they've been plowed and treated. The worst freeway conditions remain I-215's West Belt, the 21st South Freeway, and parts of I-80 in Salt Lake and Tooele counties. Now, I-80 on the east side of the valley, it's also dealing with some snow travel issues between I-15 and about 2300 East and Foothill. But the East Belt and a big portion of the South Belt seeing traffic, much better driving conditions for traffic there, with delays thinning out, as well as I-15 from 3300 South down to the Point. But just be aware that just because conditions are improving, it doesn't mean you couldn't hit one spot and you're sliding. So continue to use caution throughout the valley. We do want to give everybody a heads up that we have had a crash with injuries reported 4800 West, about 4700 South. Don't miss the boat show Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 9th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Advance tickets are available at utahboatshow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I just want to know, what is the deal with 300 West in downtown Salt Lake City? It's like they forgot it. It's just been kind of miserable all morning. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Lake effect snow showers will continue throughout the afternoon. High temperatures topping out at 26. Sunshine tomorrow, but it's cold, only 24. And then a slight chance of additional snow showers on Wednesday. The high that day, 30. More snow in the works for Thursday. It warms up, though, to 38. And then partly cloudy Friday, up to 39. Partly cloudy Saturday, 41, and we're up to 38 on Sunday. More clouds and a slight chance of snow once again. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
23 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Well, the roads might be in bad condition, but the markets are doing great today. We'll check your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1223.
When you retire, you could lose up to half of your hard-earned savings in taxes. That's right, taxes. Learn how some preventative tax planning strategies could help save you a small fortune in retirement at the Tax Freedom Summit. This free educational event is this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in Salt Lake, and it's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. Get your free ticket by calling 801-876-6512. Learn how you could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, at the Tax Freedom Summit this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Get your free ticket by calling 801-876-6512. 801-876-6512.
Boss Retirement Solutions and its representatives are not licensed tax professionals. This material has been presented for informational purposes only.
Today, I'm a computer engineer, but my great-great-grandfather was a printing press operator, and his father was an apple farmer. Thanks to technology, discovering my family's story was easy, and you can discover yours at RootsTech, the world's largest family and technology conference. Register today for RootsTech 2020. Don't miss this incredible four-day event, February 26th through 29th, and discover how to make family connections to the past, present, and future. Join thousands of people from all around the world and learn from over 300 classes on topics such as DNA, capturing family stories, and preserving legacies. Hear from celebrity keynote speakers and entertainers such as Emmett Smith, David Kennerly, and Ryan Hamilton. Day passes start at just $99. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover your roots at RootsTech, the world's biggest family celebration and DNA event, February 26th through the 29th at the Salt Palace. Register today at rootstech.org. It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed. You're about ready to go. One more time, you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile. But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family, and that includes your smile. Nothing cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry. With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000. Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99, implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes. Lee joins me now for a preview. What's coming up on the show, Lee?
Maria, let me ask you this. Do you know what happens every 1,460 days?
No.
We all turn into Iowa caucus experts. Today is the Iowa caucus, the one day every 4 years where we turn our attention almost squarely on the giant metropolis that is Iowa. We'll be diving into what's going on there today, who's going to come out tonight as a winner, and what's different about this year's Iowa caucus as it compares to those in the past. Of course, we're going to keep an eye on the weather of today. We're going to get an update on what's happening regarding the impeachment. I have pretty much nailed down exactly when Senators Lee and Romney will be speaking from the floor of the United States Senate as this deal wraps up. And so we'll talk about all of that on today's program.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Lee Lonsberry, Live Mike, coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. You only have a few more days before nearly 100 iconic stores close their doors forever. 51 Sears and 45 Kmart stores will shutter in mid-February. The closures represent more than one-third of the remaining stores, which began liquidating on December 2nd. If you earn less than $25,000 a year or more than $500,000, you are twice as likely to be audited by the IRS than tax filers in between. Overall, audits happen half as much as 5 years ago due to fewer IRS agents, so they are concentrating on the highest and lowest earners. KSL Drives General Motors wants a healthier workforce, so they're bringing in an athletic trainer. They'll teach assembly line workers to move, lift, squat, and bend in their jobs, and then teach them a better way to do it to reduce their injuries. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 173 points, sitting at 28,429. S&P 500 up by 25 and the NASDAQ up by 117 points. Stephen King says he quit Facebook. The Shining and Firestarter author says the move is over concerns about false information and privacy on the social media outlet. King made the announcement on Twitter, and he says he's not comfortable with Facebook allowing false info in It's political advertising. And stay with us. We'll get you another update of The Drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1228.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Win $500 in gas 3 times a day from KSL News Radio. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us when you listen. Tune all your radios to KSL and listen for your name at 640 a.m., 740 a.m., and 440 p.m. When you hear it, call us back within 15 minutes and you'll win $500 in fuel from Maverick, Adventures First Stop. You already listen. Why not get free gas? Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to get entered. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to KSL. KSL News Radio.
Yeah, it's so easy to do. Just go to our website, kslnewsradio.com. It takes just a few minutes to sign up, and you could have $500 in gas. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
We want to give everybody a heads up that both directions, SR 210, Little Cottonwood Canyon, will be closing in about an hour from 1:30 to about 3:30 this afternoon. Both directions, it will close starting at the mouth of the canyon. Road conditions are starting to improve in places, not in others. Valley Freeway traffic, we still have a lot of slick conditions, a lot of slide-offs and accidents. One is going to be near I-215's West Belt, about 1900 South at the ramp. It is blocking a right lane of traffic. Just use caution anytime you're approaching a snow-covered road or slick and slushy conditions. Remember, the places that are most vulnerable to you could be bridges, overpasses, on and off ramps. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit thermwise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we had plenty of snow this morning along the Wasatch Front. Lake effect snow showers will continue. Temperatures topping out of the 20s for today. Tomorrow, clear skies, but it's going to be cold. High, only 24. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1232. I'm Maria Chalais. 23 degrees downtown.
Severe Utah weather.
And that is our top story this half hour. The Utah Highway Patrol says they have investigated 163 crashes so far. Actually, we just heard from John Gleason. They do have an update now, and they are talking about more than 500 slide-offs today that they have responded to.
According to Highway Patrol, a majority of crashes have been minor thanks to slower speeds on roadways throughout the day. Sergeant Nick Street adds that plenty of cars are having a hard time just staying on the road.
I think we're starting to actually be worse off than we were this morning. I'm seeing a lot more accidents and crashes.
He says drivers need to keep an eye out for plows and make sure to give them enough room. And even with the plows and the salt going through, roads have remained icy and snow-packed throughout the morning. So officers continue to urge drivers to take it slow and be extra careful all day long. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The snow is piling up in the foothills and the benches, even for the Utah Avalanche Center to issue a rare advisory. Forecaster Drew Hardesty explains why they did it.
We wanted to get the word out and warn those people that are unaccustomed to avalanches to be warned if they're heading up into the foothills or the benches, and to avoid the steep slopes in those locations.
He says people should be careful in steep backyards and creek beds, also any parks or hills where you hike or walk a dog. Our top national story this hour from ABC News, closing arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial are unfolding right now in the Senate. The 4 hours of arguments provide one final chance to influence public opinion and set the record ahead of the expected Senate acquittal. The Senate is expected to take the final impeachment votes on Wednesday. And taking a look at your money at this moment. The Dow, all of the markets in positive territory at this hour. Let's check the numbers. The Dow up by 136 points now. Excuse me, my computer is updating. Sitting at 28,392. S&P 500 up by 25. And the NASDAQ up by 103 points.